Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Nothing better than a new product that allows us guys to continue to be lazy. I love it.
Man, who you telling?
Take a nice little listen to this.
Good evening. I'm Jesse Herzog, the creator of the Suitsie, the business suit onesie. I'd like to take a couple moments of your time to tell you about it. Some might ask why. Why not? Have you ever wanted to look professional but feel downright comfortable? Well, now you can. Will it fit me? You bet. The Suitsie comes in a range of sizes, and with easy-to-alter cuffs and shirt sleeves, along with the natural stretch of the fabric, you'll never feel constrained. How easy is it to take care of?
Easy.
Worried about overheating? The Suitsie includes strategically placed vents to keep you cool when things get hot.
Nice. Strategically placed vents, Kelly.
Thank you, sir. You're going to be a rich man.
You know what that means.
Sir, he needs to work on his delivery, though.
Fly for, just like pajamas do for men, right?
Dude, this dude has just... You remember this?
You need to order one.
Oh, my goodness.
The slanket. Yeah, I'm going to get one right now. The slanket and the... What was the other one?
The snuggie. No, this is above and beyond.
And this is above and beyond.
You look at the pictures. We were showing it on Kid TV. You would not know those were pajamas.
No.
That looks like a suit.
It looks a little wooly, but that's fine. It is so cool looking.
It looks kind of like a
fleece suit. You know how women wear these blazers? Flannel, maybe?
Yeah, those jerseys.
Suitsie, Al. The Suitsie. It'll cost you about $300.
Whoa,
what? No.
Well, it's a suit. You could still wear it to work.
It's still pajamas.
Yeah, you're knocking two birds out with one stone right there.
Okay, I'll take that back about it.
How many times you get home from work and you just want to fall asleep?
Come on, dude. $300?
It's a suit.
I don't care.
It's a suit.
Well, and it's expensive right now because they're doing that crowdfunding. So, you know, you pay the money, and as long as they make what they need, they'll ship you one.
We actually have
if it got into, like, mass production, it would go down.
We have a link up at KidNation.com, but this is going to be...
Our listeners aren't buying that.
This is going to be the go-to gift for the winner.
I want one. I want to be the first person to have something sometime in my life.
It's so cool.
But I don't want to pay $300.
You cannot.
I would wear a suit to work every day if
you
I had...
You going to buy it?
Fine.
Why not? Why won't you buy it?
Because it's $300.
Exactly.
But I know it's going to come down in price once it gets going.
I would love to see you guys in suits.
They're
going to
have pub crawls, Suitsie pub crawls.
Not if it's $300.
You can't even tell it's a Suitsie,
Suitsie slumber parties. I'm going to have Suitsie night at my bar.
What kind of shoes do you wear with your Suitsie? I don't think dress shoes would be appropriate.
You could wear slippers. You could wear dress
sneakers.
The possibilities with the Suitsie are endless, Kelly.
Probably socks with sandals.
Maybe it has the shoe built into it, like pajamas, you know, but it could be a dress shoe.
Footsie suitsies.
Let's create footsie and tag up with us.
I do like this, especially if it's a onesie, because then guys would finally appreciate how difficult it is to go back to the bathroom in a romper.
No,
it
said
it has a fly.
It has a fly.
Yeah,
don't you worry about that. There's ventilation
everywhere.
I want you
to get naked to pee.
I'm going to buy one. What the hell?
Why do you want us to get naked to pee?
Because you would just have a little more empathy.
There's always that one dude in the public bathroom that pulls his pants down all the way to his ankles.
Al, buy this.
That is awkward.
You cannot expense it as a company expense. Because we're talking about
why not?
It on the radio.
First,
I'm putting my foot down.
Where's George?
Our boss is here.
George.
Hey, George, come in here.
I'm putting this on my corporate card.
And me too.
I ain't got no
all right, mixed reviews on Suitsie. I have something even more controversial.
Well, has anybody already tried it?
Have there been
consumer reviews yet?
No, because it's kind of this startup.
It's a beta
brand, and they're the crowdfunding. So it's just, they probably just have that one product model.
They'll be shipping in May. So we're going to have to wait till May, Al.
You might as well hold off on your order.
You got to pay now.
I need it now.
No, I can't let my $300
ride
till May.
That's how products work. That's how people try and get... if you and Al came up with something and we're trying to raise money, you'd have to get the money to make it, and then you'd ship it to the first investor.
No, I pay you, and you send me my suit.
I paid that $50 for that all-in-one credit card. I forgot what it was called.
I
can't
believe you did that.
I paid $50 thinking that I would have it. I still hadn't got the dang thing yet. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be, you know, you remember we talked about it?
Yeah, I remember.
You were excited.
Yeah.
So is the website still up?
They sent me something and said, we're sorry this is taking a little bit longer, but our technology hadn't caught up.
The CEO moved to Switzerland.
He's
no longer contacting
us. Yeah, we're still transferring all of your funds.
Yeah, $50, $100 maybe, $300,
But it's so cool looking. It looks like a skinny suit.
I have a feeling it won't maintain that skinny. You know how pajamas get kind of baggy as you wear them.
It's machine washable.
Yeah, but as you're wearing it throughout the day, you're not a girl, so we wear like stretchy pants sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the end of the day, your knees are all bagged out because they lose that elasticity.
And how do you wash that when it's a dark suit with a white button down sewn in?
They are showing it going in the washing machine on the website, but.
They already got all the dye out.
I guess you wash it in cold.
You just don't buy a red suit.
Well, some things are a better idea in theory.
Is there a better idea, Jenna?
Well, I came across something, and I'm not a parent, and this interested me. So if you're a parent, this is going to be very exciting or very disturbing.
Okay.
You guys are familiar, you in the room at least, with this app service we have called Uber, the transportation service.
Uber. You download an app.
It's national. You know, if you live in a smaller town, you probably don't have it, but it's an app on your phone. It's great. It's just a transportation service, so you do not have to have cash on you, like if you're trying to get a cab. So I use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just an app on my phone with my credit card number already in, so I can get a black car, a black town car. You can get an SUV. They even have Uber X, which is, you know,
the cheapies.
More affordable. Different people sign up to be drivers, and
it's a little more expensive than a taxi is, but the gratuities are included.
But you're not dealing with cash, and most of these people, they all wear suits. They have to wear suits. Maybe they can buy suitsies.
Even on the Uber X, they have to wear a suit.
No, they don't.
I'm kind of uncomfortable with the Uber X. I know you're getting something else, but because you just don't know these people.
And the other thing
is, at least a driver.
They could be an Uber X driver. Yeah, you could in your car.
That's the thing. These drivers sign up to become Uber drivers.
Isn't that what they call, like, and I don't know if this is an offensive term, so I'm going to preface this by saying I don't know if I'm about to say something offensive.
I don't know if you're going to say that.
Isn't that what they call in New York City gypsy cabs?
They have those everywhere.
That's the same thing, right? But are you not supposed to use that?
No, a gypsy cab driver is just a guy that's being a cab driver, but he's not permitted by that city.
So Uber, that's not illegal?
I think it is illegal if you're If you're in a marked cab and you don't have the labeling—that's what they tell you. Like when you go out of the country and stuff, a lot of times they're not authorized.
I used to do that. I used to drive my limousine before I got my permits. But, you know, I'd go around to hotels just trying to pick up a guy and take him to the airport. I was technically a gypsy limo guy.
Uber has been wildly popular.
Yes.
Cab services, you know, have had huge issues with it, but it's really convenient. Well, there's something new that is probably spawned because of Uber, and it is called Shuttle. Shuttle with two D's instead of T's. Shuttle, right? So, brand new app. It's the Uber for kids. Shuttle is designed to provide rides to children who are too young to drive themselves to things like sports practices and other extracurriculars. Idea is simple. Parents download an app and ping a car and driver to come pick up their child.
Boy.
You know, there's stories on the app site that, you know, it's like a mom saying, I have two 2 p.m. soccer practices across town. What am I going to do? Dad's at work. Or, you know, I'm a single mom. What am I going to do? One kid's always late. So those are the scenarios that they use.
Right.
You can book these rides up to a week in advance. After booking the ride, you get an email with the name and photo of the driver along with information about the car they're driving. You choose a password that the driver must repeat when she arrives to verify that she's a shuttle employee rather than some miscellaneous person.
You keep saying she. All the drivers female?
That's what... the sample drivers on here.
The majority
were,
are.
And that's this
the majority
is, this
are.
Is actually the company's statement I'm reading. So then as your child is driven to his destination, well, what if it's a daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as they drive your child to the destination, you can watch in real time. A small icon on your phone moves across the map. Transactions get charged to your credit card, so you don't have to worry about handing cash to your child.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be the least of my concerns.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
They do say they do a very thorough job with background
checks. Sure they do.
Okay, criminal histories, DMV records, two former employers. Drivers must either have kids of their own or have the experience of having worked with kids at some point.
Ooh,
they tend to hire a lot of nannies. And it seems to be a lot of women. I don't know. I'm not a parent.
On the surface, it is a scary thought. But it's hard.
I bet.
It's hard.
To trust people with your children.
It's hard to trust people.
It sounds like a dream app,
but it's not.
Know?
But in some bigger cities, like kids very young, very early on, start using public transportation and go by themselves a lot in the bigger metropolitan areas.
Yeah.
Being out in the suburbs, I think it's a little bit more of a foreign concept to just send your kid out there. But in a lot of bigger cities, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Your kid, you know, goes off by themselves.
They ride a
on
bike
the subway
or
whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, part of me is like, on the surface, I'm like, I would never do that. But then it's like,
Be nice, though.
You're a working mom or you're a single working mom and your kid has to be here. If you have more than one kid, what do you do? And you've abused all your friendships and all your relationships to the point where now what do you do?
I can see where
if this is a thorough background check, if you get to,
I don't know, Kelly.
It's hard.
And an Uber, you know,
it's hard.
If you order Uber, you usually get the driver calls you. But can you imagine you order a shuttle for your kid and then you get the call from the Uber guy and he's like,
hey, how you doing?
Well, that's not what they're sending
you. I'm going to be your driver. My name is Todd.
I'm outside in the white windowless van.
I'm driving a white windowless van.
No. But see, they send you the picture and the name and everything a week ahead of time.
Yeah.
Can you reject someone?
You know what? It kind of takes my whole comedy premise out right now because I was thinking the same thing when they send you the
swipe left.
Who's coming.
Swipe left to get the right driver.
Ma'am, can you tell me what your child's favorite candy is?
No, that's not. You're not going to be approved.
No,
for
and actually, all of the company's only in San Francisco right now. That's where Uber started as well. But all of the drivers, they have 100, are female. Even though the guy that started it says it's not an official policy, he just says that it makes more sense. People feel safer around women.
Sure,
true.
And the cars have to go through a lot more inspections. They have special insurance policies taken out for the children that other services like Uber and Lyft do not have.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know. I don't have children. I think like right off the top, it sounds creepy. But it also sounds very convenient if you have multiple kids and need.
They have these things now called, I think they're called like kitty cabs or something like that.
Take your cats around?
No, kitty.
Kitty.
But yeah, they pick up your kids from school. I mean, there's just background checks, obviously, but I mean, it's about the same concept. So I can see the need for it.
I can see the need for it.
Kelly, would you allow Emma Kelly to ride in this vehicle?
You know, I would have to be in a real serious bind. But see, I'm a fortunate person. I have a lot of people who are willing to help me.
But if you didn't have them, and this is a last resort.
I'm not going to judge somebody at this point because life is just different than it used to be. You know, it's not Leave It to Beaver anymore. I'm sorry.
Just one mistake. I mean, it just takes one.
It takes one mistake. But, I mean, you want your kids to have a life. But you have to work. You know, my daughter would love for me to quit. My daughter, her dream scenario, I quit my job. I'm there to take her to school every day, and I'm there to pick her up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, that'd be great, but mommy needs to have money, you know, to pay for mortgage and tuition and all this stuff, you know. So kids don't understand that. So, you know, there's a lot of things I have to miss, and I have to rely on other people.
Yeah.
Ooh. To rely on strangers is hard, but some women... I hear from women, they write me all the time, I don't have a babysitter. I don't know anybody. I'm alone. And so I can see why this might be your only resort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're getting a background check, they're getting a criminal background check, you send your children off with strangers every day that you trust or at school.
True. School,
you don't know that teacher the first time you sign up.
That's true.
You don't know the janitors.
But I feel better because at school they're around other children.
It's
going to be one-on-one in a car with some random stranger I met barely 5 seconds ago.
Can you interview the driver ahead of time?
Yes. The company has face-to-face interviews, employer references, criminal background check. Mm-hmm. Their car must be at least, 10 years new and pass all these inspections. They do not take kids that can only fit in car seats. It has to be kids old enough that aren't in car seats anymore.
I think what I would maybe be more comfortable with, if it's, you know, like with Uber, like you said, I could be an Uber driver if I just sign up with the Uber X. If this is just a team of... These are our employees.
Yeah.
These aren't random moms who have a few extra minutes that can shuttle kids around.
No.
If it's like a set staff of employees,
that's what it is. Yeah.
Then I have that sits a little bit better in my stomach.
But if it's just random people, you're not.
The problem
cool
is
with
when it starts growing nationally,
which it will.
They've already raised almost $3 million.
It's because it's a service that's necessary.
It is. Yeah. And the women, I don't know why it is, the women doing it makes me feel better.
It does, because I'm sorry, the picture in your head of a child predator
is always going to be there.
It's always going to be a man.
Yeah.
That's the first image that pops in your head, it's a man. So just on,
it's mostly female.
Yeah, it's mostly female.
Well, we want to know what you think. Go to our Facebook page and let us know if you would allow your kid to get in the van.
Not the van.
Yeah.
I love van.
Hey, maybe there'd be a shuttle Lux.
I really send
the fancy car to pick your
kid. I really don't think I could do it.
And there's so many self-righteous parents who can get on there and say, I would never do that, because you've got maybe...
You have a lot of help.
You have a lot of help, or maybe you just choose your child just doesn't do anything extracurricular.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so what are your choices? Hmm.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Free Money Name Game!
Yes, let's play the Free Money Name Game.
Let's do it.
Why not? We're going to draw two letters. Once we draw those two letters, they must match your first name and your last name on your legal document. And it could be either way. So it doesn't have to be in the order that we pull them. It just has to be those two letters in your name. And you'll win $500 if you're the 13th caller. Then we're going to ask you a very awesome question. Did you go on social media and post free money for Kid Nation? That will double your pay to $1,000, and that's how we play the free money name game.
Let's do it.
I got it.
All right.
It.
Are we spinning the Spanish one or the English one? Oh, Spanish again today.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, we're ready.
Gira las letras. Una y otra vez. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. What's old Spanish
oh
for?
Is...
Oh. Like Oprah.
All right. As in oso.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Second letter.
Second letter. I don't think we've had enough.
Letras. ¿Cuántas conoces?
All of
them.
Ah.
Ah. What's
ah? Ah. Ah is A, Al.
A? Okay.
O-A
A-O.
Well, that would be interesting to see who comes in with initials O-A or A-O. I'm curious of what that name might be.
Is that our first double vowel?
It might be something simple like Angela O'Neill or something. You know, it does have to be something exotic. I can't think of a famous one.
April O'Neill from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, I used to have the biggest crush on her.
Those are your legal initials from your first and last name as seen on your legal ID. Be caller 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. And caller 13 and win $500 and hopefully double it to 500 more.
Yeah.
That'd be 1,000.
That's how much it is. I was doing the math in my head. Thank
you. They posted free money for Kid Nation on their social status update.
Also, I've been informed by Mikey.
Hey, Mikey!
That you can apparently still vote on the...
Why is it still open?
Closing it right after this break. And, JC, I strongly encourage you to encourage people to vote.
Why? Why should I encourage you?
You might need a little assistance.
Are you saying Mexican people don't vote? Or what are you trying to say?
No, I'm just trying to say people don't vote for him.
The most embarrassing moment of my radio career happened yesterday.
We'll announce the winner coming up next.
Are you able to go back and listen to that?
No, I'm never going to hear that again.
You are.
In fact, thank you, Shannon, for playing the part that I can actually say that's not as bad.
My daughter was in a bad mood last night, and I played it for her just to cheer her up and make her laugh.
If it makes you feel better, Emma Kelly felt very bad for you.
I'm glad your daughter felt bad for me.
Oh, an 8-year-old felt bad for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. We did it live, which was, you know, it's tough to do it live. And Jenna's always a one-hitter quitter. She can do things first take, usually. I usually require 200 to 300.
Oh, okay.
100.
Yeah, lives. I think that's the fun part of it.
I can't wait to see who won. I mean,
if you want to give me some pity votes, I will take those.
I tell you, I'm dreading next week.
Jenna raised the bar.
She raised the bar so high.
Yeah, I might have to actually practice.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emma Kelly grabbed me by the shoulder. No, it was.
Yeah, Jenna was good.
Emma Kelly grabbed me by the shoulder. She goes, "Mommy, we're gonna practice." In the car. We're going to practice.
You didn't go off key or anything?
The bad part is we can't practice because we, A, don't know what song, we don't know what we're singing about.
Yep.
So we can't even pre-write.
24 hours to write and get it down and then perform it live on the radio. And it's all about song choice, like most singing competitions.
Song choice is very important.
Yeah, so, very important, Jason.
Al, my suggestion to you is don't pick a girl song.
I don't need a suggestion from you, sir.
Thank you.
Start off on the right key.
Yeah. Start off on the right key, Al.
I'll try. I will try.
So right before we take our winner, we want to try something fun with you guys.
Okay.
So there are all these reports coming out that a lot of markets have just been inundated with political attack ads.
Oh, yeah.
Some states, like over $100 million worth of attack ads are on the TV.
That time.
So we wanted to come up with fun attack ads that you guys would be able to do towards each other.
Fun attack ads.
To do that, we have all of your names in a cup. Nick's going to walk around, draw out a name. Don't tell anybody what your name is.
So we have to come up with an ad about this person, this other member of the show.
Yeah, okay. The person that you're going to draw out of the cup.
Yeah, Obama Baraka for president.
So grab your person, keep it secret. Don't let anybody see it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you're going to secretly pick the job titles of elected officials that you have to attack this person.
Okay.
On.
Here now here are...
Oh, Al drew for me.
Here are the list of job titles. And we're going to pass these out, and you have to draw for these. But while you're doing it, one is pest control officer. These are elected officials.
Pest control officer.
Pest control.
One is wastewater treatment plant superintendent. One is comptroller of public accounts.
You have to run for these things?
I don't know what a comptroller is.
Nobody count the money.
He trolls computers.
He count the money.
He's that guy on the Twitter that makes fun of you. Yeah, he's a troll on Twitter.
Oh, here.
And the railroad commissioner.
Al just keeps drawing for me.
What
I don't know how good
do?
I feel about them.
I have no idea. But now you guys have a person. You have a person and you have a job title. Your challenge is to write an attack ad. And we'll have them produced, and we'll be playing those on Monday and Tuesday.
Can I get a different job title?
No.
Dang it.
Wow. I'll swap you.
This is a
I don't long know what yours
title.
Is. You want to swap
keep it
jobs?
Secret. Keep
you
it secret, because that's part of the fun.
Oh. All right.
Okay. I might.
I'm going to put mine in my pocket.
Oh, fun is up to interpretation on this show.
I hope All Al right. got mean, because Al's not that good at being mean.
When do you know, we have to
Al,
do this?
Al's so nice.
Who would you dread getting you?
I would dread
you,
Kelly.
Kelly, Kelly Radford. She'll go for it.
Why?
I dread Kelly, Kelly and then Jenna. And
why?
Because you guys are super. You can get down there.
You're girls.
Yeah, you're girls.
In a way, Al, he's insulting you.
No, I am not. I am saying Al is so nice that I feel like it's tough for him to be mean. That's not an insult. That's
it is. I wish I could be meaner sometimes.
No, you don't.
You have been.
When has
yeah,
he given
you say mean
you
things.
You say mean things.
Al's unintentionally.
Trying to be funny. Yeah, because you're so unaccustomed to just being mean.
Like that girl on her nose that one time.
So I don't lose them.
You weren't trying to be mean, but you said it.
Yeah. I'll forget.
What? What happened?
I put mine in my wallet, so I won't forget. I'll
All right, so it. Attack ads.
Yeah, you need
what
to have them written by tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
You know,
we got to have them get into our voice, guys.
No way.
You guys want to voice them yourselves?
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we'll, because Tuesday's election day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my anniversary.
I'd have them written by Monday, and then we'll have them produced, and okay. we'll run them on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh. Why can't we just read it? We're not reading them?
If you want. Some people do them themselves. Some people have a voice guy.
I think it'd be better.
So we're doing this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll do it on Tuesday.
Okay. Election day.
I'm going to be so mean.
So we can sway the last minute votes.
So we're complaining about doing some 24 hours, but we're all going to wait till Monday.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
No. If we didn't have the day we had today.
Yeah, today's going to be crazy.
Yeah, today it's just impossible. Hey, I've already early voted. Have y'all early
Did you?
Voted? Yeah.
Oh, no. I early
because
voted last year.
It's so easy. I live walking distance from the library where you can do early voting. So I just went ahead and took care of business.
I don't think ever done anything early in my... Well, I've done one thing early.
Fact, Kelly,
but I've,
I was so early with my voting that I voted 10 years ago for this one right here.
No, you
yes,
couldn't
I
do
did.
That. That's not how it works.
Future voting.
Oh, boy.
I was making premature jokes.
No, of course he is. Everyone got it. We were just breezing over it.
Yeah.
It's early.
Nothing like a premature joke from Big Al.
Yeah. Get out and vote.
All right. Let's give away some money. Hopefully $1,000. For Amanda. Amanda. What is your last name?
It's Ortegon.
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 Is that with an O?
Ortegon.
Ortegon. No, we'll say it right.
Oh, you messed me.
Okay. Ortegon. Then.
Ortegon.
Ortegon.
Yeah. Girlfriend, right give me all that.
Were you born with that or did you marry that?
Born with it.
Well, you thank your mama and daddy because you just won $500.
Yeah, Amanda Ortegon.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ask her, Kelly. Ask her.
All right, Amanda.
Oh, no, no.
This is the question. We are, you know, we love it when somebody wins $500. We just love giving away another $500 because it's not our money.
Ask her in Spanish, JC.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know how to say it in
español. Hold on 1 second. In español, please.
Amanda, escribiste free money for Kid Nation en tu Twitter, en tu Instagram, o en tu Facebook.
So that makes it Spanish. Twitter, Facebook.
Did
I just speak Spanish then.
Amanda, did you post free money for Kid Nation on your social media?
Did you post on your Facebook? Oh,
see, now you're being rude.
Okay.
Did you
sorry?
Did you post free money for Kid Nation on your social media?
No, not yet, but I will.
Well, it's too late now.
It's too late now, Amanda.
You can still do it.
Yeah, that, sure, we'd appreciate it.
That would have doubled your $500 to $1,000, but you still get $500, okay?
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
That's
Thank
mucho
so
dinero.
Yeah, what are you going to do with the money?
Good question. I don't know, maybe...
That's all right.
I have no idea.
You think about it.
Yeah, you think about it.
Post it on your social status update.
Let us know what you're going to do with it. Okay, Amanda?
I have $500. I don't know what to do with it.
Congratulations, Amanda. Enjoy
Thank
the money.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Here's the thing. We're going to do this less than an hour from now at 8:10 Central. We'll do it again. So, you know, unless you're Amanda, you can go right now and post free money for Kid Nation because she's already done.
Post
right?
it on she your won. Twitter.
On your Twitter.
Your Facebook
or your Instagram. Free money for Kid Nation. All right? And then we're going to do this again.
An hour from now.
Less than.
It's coming up, Big Al.
Coming up next, find out the winner of the first round of The Voice Factor Idol. And Kelly's daughter is having a very hard time letting her mommy date.
Is it written that poorly?
No.
It just doesn't make sense in your head? Say it again. Read it again.
Kelly's daughter is having a hard time letting her mommy date.
Okay. So what was hard about that?
I think we're doing it tomorrow.
No, we're not. We were just talking about it.
I thought that's what we were pushing.
No, we're right before we started this break. We said we're gonna do it.
That's why I paused. I was like, no, wait a minute. We're doing this next.
Right. No.
What are we doing Tuesday?
So on Tuesday, we're gonna do the slam ads. We're doing the slam ads. Yeah, the attack ads.
When do we do Flush the Foreman?
How much are you supposed to put in the box?
Tomorrow.
Flush the Foreman.
Yeah, tomorrow.
How much do you owe already? All these are IOUs.
When are we doing Love Letters?
Love Letters is next Wednesday.
Uh huh.
Yeah, if we did that, we're gonna do the next Wednesday.
$5 in the box.
And what about, does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy? We haven't slated it yet, but it's coming up soon.
You wrote your speech for the next break, right?
It's done.
It's $5 for terrible tease. Sorry.
All right, coming up next, find out the winner of the first round of The Voice Factor Idol on the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Yeah, there you go.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Credit Morning Show.
All right, it's time to announce the results. Of our new singing competition, The Voice Factor Idol. Our live parody song challenge. Competition between the four of us.
Yeah, I don't know. We decided we wanted to do a competition amongst the group. And
we haven't sang in a while.
Yeah, so it was all at random. JC and I were going head-to-head first. Kelly and I will go next week. There's a wheel of random topics.
Yeah, we spun the wheel this week. It turned out to be Jenna and I going up against each other. Yeah. The topic was peeing in public or in weird places.
So you both sang yesterday.
Yeah. Jenna sang
quite well a
Bruno Mars parody.
Yes, I locked out the bathroom.
Locked out the bathroom.
I've got a fever. I've been locked out the bathroom for too long.
Not bad, Jenna.
I got a fever.
I decided to tackle Taylor Swift. Shake It Off.
For too long.
Which was a...
No, we just listen to Jenna's. You can just tell us what you
So, we don't need to hear mine because we know which one.
Because the flow is going to flow. When you go, you got to go.
That's actually when I had changed the tone. It sounded way worse.
I have to hit the stove. Beat on my shirts.
So we had 24 hours of voting.
You can keep talking over it if you want.
I do. After 24 hours of voting, Mikey.
Yes. So Kid TV, first off.
Right now.
Unofficially, the Kid TV results were that the winner had 89% and the loser had 11%.
Okay.
Not too bad.
That's better than I thought.
Those are unofficially on Kid TV. However, the total votes online, the ones that counted, 25,632 people voted.
Wow,
you
got to
tell us how many thousand.
Damn. Incredible.
That's not very nice.
And out of those 25,632 people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Coming in second place.
Thanks.
With 8% of the total vote.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's respectable, 8%.
But you can call it first runner-up if you'd like, but it's really the loser.
8%.
8% is JC.
Oh, let me celebrate.
Why are you celebrating?
Second place.
8%. Out of two.
Good. You know what I mean?
Place.
Yeah,
that's not last place,
car.
Mikey. That second place.
You feel like Texas Tech right now.
with Baylor?
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to make eye contact with anyone for a while?
Kelly, you know what? Sometimes things like this happen.
Jenna
came through. I did not.
I don't want to be, kick you when you're down, but I've just never seen anything fall apart so massively.
We've seen a lot over the years. I've fallen apart a lot.
I couldn't even look. I had to put my head in my hand.
I think that everyone probably thought they would put me first, and it would be maybe funny and awful. And then JC had, he had two production guys as backup singers and a megaphone.
Yeah. And a megaphone.
Like, we usually put like best laughs.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't turn on the guys backing you up, because it seems like, you know.
No, that was all me.
You start lashing out.
That was all me. There's no lashing. I will take the brunt of that thing right there.
So many people listened, but if you got to go online to kidnation.com
and watch,
the website, because what's funny is Al and Kelly's reactions when you're singing.
I can see Kelly's face when I started.
The full video of that break is incredible.
We were trying to be quiet because we didn't want to ruin it.
Oh, yeah.
We were just like, oh, my God.
I think the one singing ruined it. That was me.
Well, congratulations to Jenna. Oh.
Jenna moves on to the finals.
92%.
Right. She will be taking on either Kelly or Big Al Mack.
Oh. It's a toss-up.
It is a toss-up. Upsets do happen.
I don't really win stuff, so I'm excited.
There you go.
You should be. You should be proud.
92 right,
well,
to
I will,
8.
I will
hold
go.
On, hold on. Just a second.
Go ahead.
92 to 8.
How are you supposed to get my back? We're boys.
92.
Thank you.
I know
thank
how to read
everyone
numbers.
Everyone who stuck through my song.
8.
I had a lot of people write and say, I was going to tune out, honestly, because I'm such a terrible singer.
So no, you didn't.
Thank you.
You didn't sing bad that time.
Not at all.
Thank you,
hit the
thank
note.
You for the support.
I apologize.
Kinda.
I apologize for those that did tune out during mine.
Okay, I'm going to talk bad about you, but I hope and pray that I get more than 9% next week. That's all I can do.
I hope Kelly sweeps you at 100 for attacking me.
You know,
see, it's hard to tell because we're not going to know your topic until we, you know you're going against each other next week.
Well, promise.
Yeah, it's like everything.
You're only
going
to have a day.
You know, because like what we normally might be kind of confident in.
Right.
Look what just happened to JC.
Right.
He fell apart.
I fell apart.
I know. I just hope that.
Hey.
You know, promise me this.
What?
If I lose next week. Promise me you'll sing that same song again.
You want me to redo it? I want to redo it. I feel so bad.
Yeah, well,
maybe when
we'll
you
redo
well,
all
maybe
this,
I'll start in the right key that time.
What we should do is end up redoing all the songs throughout this challenge and put out
boy.
A CD.
Yeah, maybe actually like produce it.
92 to 8.
All right, well, I'll go take care of myself. I'll go cry in the bathroom real quick.
I'm sorry.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We teamed up with Party City to find the best Halloween costumes in all of Kid Nation.
Yeah.
You post a picture of you dressed up as a celebrity, a famous person, or some character we'd really recognize on your Instagram, and you can win a $200 Party City gift card. And it's not just for Halloween. I mean, Party City's there year-round. You got stuff coming up.
Right.
You can find a lot of great stuff at Party City. One lucky winner is going to score a $1,000 Visa gift card. Make sure you tag at Kid Nation and at Party City when you post on Instagram. And listeners 13 and up can enter on Instagram or at KidNation.com. You got to do it by Monday at noon Central Time. One person per photo, please. We don't want to have to look at a big group photo and try to guess which one you are. So
right.
Make it a solo photo.
Yeah, got
you know?
It.
So now I'm starting to rock my weave for my Halloween costume.
It's working.
Looks good.
So who am I a twin of? If I had to be a celebrity twin.
Right now.
Hair-wise?
Do I look like anybody?
Somebody
said I look like Gina Davis. I get that a lot. And
Gina
I don't ever see Gina Davis, but I get Gina Davis a lot.
Okay.
I think she has a strong jawline.
Yeah.
You look like Kelly Raspberry, dang it.
You, of course, Jenna, look like Sofia Vergara.
Today you kind of look like
one.
I would say maybe Nia Long.
Yeah, thanks, Al.
That tan you
Kelly
got.
And I
hey, she's beautiful.
Overly tan.
Yes. Well, it's time to launch into the Isn't It Awesome lines.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example for you. Isn't it awesome when people can't tell if you're having a stroke or just doing a tease? Here's an example.
Coming up next, find out the winner of the first round of The Voice.
Here we go.
Factor Idol. And Kelly's daughter's having a very hard time letting her mommy date.
Is it written that poorly?
No.
It just doesn't make sense in your head? Say it again. Read it again.
Kelly's daughter is having a hard time letting her mommy
date. I was afraid he was having a mental health crisis.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it awesome when you move to the suburbs to be in a neighborhood filled with children, go into debt so badly you have to borrow money from your father to pay bills for 2 months.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And then your daughter driving home from school last night says, Mommy, I miss our old house. Mommy, I want to move back to our old neighborhood. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, I love when that happens, Kelly.
When you do so much for your child and they just don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
isn't it awesome when you buy tickets for you and your girl to go on vacation and then she tells you she can't go?
Oh, no. Wow.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh, that's so cool, man.
Isn't that cool?
I wish that would happen to me.
Yeah.
Why can't that cool stuff happen to me?
Call us up, 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548, and tell us, isn't it awesome?
Yeah. Hey, Shelly, welcome to the Isn't It Awesome lines.
Hi, everyone. So, isn't it awesome that when your kid can't reach the sink to get a drink of water, she chooses the toilet instead? Isn't that awesome?
Oh, yeah. Hey, water is water, Shelly. That's awesome, man.
At least it was our toilet bowl.
Yeah. Conserving water. I dig that. For sure. Thanks, Shelly. Have an awesome day.
Awesome. Thank you.
Speaking of toilets, isn't it awesome when you buy a new PlayStation remote control and your son throws it in the toilet as well?
I
love when Kaysen does that stuff. I was so happy when I saw that. I walked in. I was like, thanks for doing that, buddy. All right, let's go with Maria. Welcome to the Awesome Lines.
Isn't it awesome how I actually woke up early for the first time in months, but I'm still 30 minutes late because my toddler decided to hide my keys in his mattress?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
I hate that. Like, when you're so happy because you're like on time and you're early. Yeah. And then
I wake up early. I'm definitely going to be late.
Hey,
yeah,
keep it late.
I love it. Just 30 minutes late. That's
awesome.
Fine.
That's
I love
awesome.
That too. That's so cool. All right. Mary Jane.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Oh, we're awesome. How are you?
That's debatable how I am. isn't it awesome whenever you're running late for work and you go to pass somebody in a no-pass zone and realize you just passed a unmarked cop car?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. And then they pull you over and go, give you a cool ticket?
That's awesome.
No, they didn't. Thank God he didn't give me a ticket.
That's awesome.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Mary Jane, do they always assume something when they pull you over because of your name?
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Mary Jane.
How come I knew that you were going to be the one to bring that up?
What? Because it's awesome. Bye, Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
That was a great comeback by her. I'll give her that. Kelly, what awesome stuff is going on in your life?
Well, isn't it awesome when the girls at work tell you that the next day is going to be Set the Tatas Free Day, you know, for breast cancer awareness? And so the next morning I'm thinking I'm doing so good. I got my pink streak in my hair. And I walk into work. I bounce into work, literally, because, you know, I'm pretty well equipped. And it's not Set the Tatas Free Day.
Oh, no!
They were pulling your leg?
I'm foingling. Oh, pulling my leg. And yeah.
Well, that was really awesome. That was awesome for the guys.
Awesome.
So,
hey, at least you're bouncing in the work.
Yeah, that was awesome for the guys.
You bounce on.
All right, Kelly, what is Set Them Tatas Free?
Save the tatas.
There you go. Thank you.
There legitimately is a day you're supposed to not wear your bra.
When is that here?
Oh, that's
but
every day.
For I guess you don't do that at work, maybe.
Yeah, you do it at work.
Well, not if you're working in a professional place. They pulled her leg. They really weren't doing it.
Oh. Rachel?
Pretty cool joke, bro.
That is funny.
Hello.
Tell us about the awesome activities in your life.
Yeah, so isn't it awesome whenever you have a best friend's bachelorette party this weekend? So you go into your hairdresser and you show her Taylor Swift's beautiful blonde hair. And whenever she's done blowing you out, you turn out a brunette.
Oh, that's awesome.
How does that happen?
I love surprises.
I have no idea. And I'm actually a blonde. And I really just went in because my roots started growing out and I'm like a natural dirty blonde. So I went in. I was like, look here, Taylor Swift. I want to be an ash blonde. And then whenever she blew me out, I am now a brunette. And I have my best friend's bachelorette party this weekend.
Oh. You know what? You embrace it.
Yeah.
Be mysterious. Be some, you know, just be somebody different. Maybe you'll dig it.
That's true.
You do it. You work it, girl.
That's weird. What a terrible mistake.
And that's what sucks is they will redo it if you're not happy. But if someone messes up your hair that badly, it's like, I don't want you to redo it for free.
Yeah.
Because you messed it up.
We're in the middle of the Isn't It Awesome lines.
Yeah.
That's where you call in and let us know what awesome stuff's going on.
Yeah.
Sarcastically. Everything is awesome. Thanks, Shannon. Sherry, welcome to the Awesome Lines.
Isn't it awesome when your 30 and 30-year-old daughters move back home so that they can save money? Isn't it awesome?
Oh, that's so awesome
so
for
nice
them.
Nice to have all the family back under one roof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not expensive at all. Yeah.
You told them you never wanted them to grow up and leave you.
Ooh, snap.
Oh, that's great. Oh, you guys are going to have so much fun together. Hey, Philip.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You doing pretty awesome?
Hey, isn't it so awesome when you're sitting at work and you start getting these nice, sexy pics from your wife, and then you get to the third pic and realize, wait, who's this guy with her?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Say what?
Twice the fun.
What?
No way.
Oh, it was absolutely awesome. But, hey, what's even more awesome is I get to find a divorce lawyer now.
Yeah.
Wow. So wait a minute.
Who was she sending them to?
She was trying to send them to the dude?
I think the dude sent them to me to let me know what was going on.
I gotcha.
Oh.
I gotcha.
You know
that's
what
awesome.
Happens sometimes? Like, I've had a friend send me pictures, but what happens, I don't know how it happens, it ends up sending me everything that's in her phone. So all the pictures that are, like, so... Have you had that happen?
No.
Where, like,
no.
Somebody will send me a picture and I'll start swiping. I'm like, who are these people? And it's, for some reason, like, the file got sent to me.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what happened.
That's weird.
Like, maybe she meant to send her husband a couple of sexy, but
I don't know.
Ones.
Well, Phil, you have an awesome day, buddy.
Sorry, Phil.
We love you, man.
That, okay. Yeah, it's excellent, guys. Thanks.
If you're looking for a good rebound. If you're looking for a good rebound, woman, I call me.
Yeah, call Kelly, Philip.
I'm excellent at helping people get over rebound.
Yeah, we're gonna get your number, Philip. Look at Kelly picking up dates.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I'll be happy to help him get over the hump.
Sure.
Want Kelly to go out in her Halloween costume tonight.
Yeah. Might as well.
If you're into Latinas, Philip, Kelly's for you. Rachel, welcome to the Awesome Lines.
Isn't it awesome when you invite that kid over your house that your son really doesn't like? And after he leaves, you and your husband make the comment of, wow, I'm so glad he's gone. He's never coming back. And the next day at school, your son repeats it, knowing that I'm his teacher.
Oh, isn't that awesome? That's awesome.
Not only do I get to see the kid and his mother every morning, but he knows now that I can't see him.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Dang.
That's so good.
Hey, you just try to be nice because he doesn't have any friends, you know?
Yeah.
He's mean to everybody. And then you invite him over and you and your husband say, thank God he's gone. And then my son goes to school the next day and says, my mom said that you're never coming back again because she got on her nerve.
Kids say the darndest thing.
I love kids.
Maybe it'll turn him around. Maybe he needs it.
I had to start having these conversations with Ben McKelly because my mother and I'll be sitting there talking. Now, McKelly, this is a conversation just for our family. Don't repeat it.
Don't repeat. So
you have to start having those conversations with your kids.
Oh, man.
Hey, Kaylee, we want to know about your awesome stuff.
Isn't it awesome? On your one-year work anniversary, your work gets served with a class-action lawsuit because of somebody you didn't hire.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's your fault?
It's awesome. Yeah, well, it's not my fault specifically, but, no race for me this year. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Lawsuits have a way of ruining it for everybody.
Yeah, have an awesome day, Kaylee. Oh, I love not getting raises.
Oh, boy.
It's like when I go to work, I'm like, I hope I don't get a raise today.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Raises, no.
You talk about raises? No way. Let's do one more. Megan.
Isn't it awesome when you get a brand new flat screen plasma for your anniversary,
uh-huh,
and your daughter decides she wants to trace Blue's Clues with permanent markers?
Oh, isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Yeah, that's so much fun. And when you call the TV manufacturers to ask them, hey, is there something we can use to get it off the TV? They tell you, well, ma'am, that's the one thing we haven't tested. We've tested dirt, line, water damage, but we haven't tested permanent marker. I mean,
yeah.
Who doesn't test that?
Right. I don't know. But how awesome that you get Blue's Clues all day, every day now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Megan.
Try alcohol.
Who doesn't test that?
What do you want to watch tonight?
Blue's Clues with the side of, I guess, how to get away with murder.
Shannon has advice for you. What is it that she needs to use, Shannon?
Just look into something called Goof Off.
Goof Off, Megan. That'll help your awesome.
We tried using that, and they told us if we used it, it would degrade the screen.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, try alcohol.
Yeah,
not on the TV. Just have a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Man, that sucks.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Free Money Mondays.
Let's try to give away another $1,000.
Let's do it.
We gave away $500 earlier today. Amanda Ortegon.
Dude, we've been giving away $500 almost every day. Walter Yeager, Vivian Unger, Ophelia Gonzalez, all $500
winners. No, we want $1,000
out. We have had some $1,000 winners in there, too.
And we're playing twice a day, so your odds of winning increase by 100%. So we're doing it twice.
All right.
All right, let's spin for some letters, Mikey.
I just want to hear JC say tweeter again.
Is that E or A?
E. E. In English, it's E.
It's E, okay.
Elephant.
Got it.
What?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Equis.
Equis.
Dos Equis. You drink the beer.
Oh, Dos Equis. Okay. Equis.
So
I guess I never thought about it. Equis? I mean, I know it's Dos Equis, but Equis is X.
Well, there's two X's. There's two X's.
I never thought about it. Equis.
You never saw the two X's on
No,
the
I know Dos Equis. Yeah, I know it's two X's. X's, but I've never thought of one X being Equi.
Dos Equis. Right, we're looking for the letters E and X.
I have a simple brain, Kevin.
13th caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. Free money, Nathan!
The initials were E-X.
Equis.
And we didn't know if we were going to find people with that X. But turns out
we did.
Hmm.
Everybody say hello to Eric.
Hi, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Eric starts with an E.
Yeah.
Unless it's a silent X.
Eric does start with an E.
All right. And what's
but
your.
I got a little last name starts with an X.
What is it?
Finally happy somebody recognizes it. Been last in the phone book, been last in the class roll, been last in the yearbook. I get something.
Eric, what is your last name, sweetie?
My last name is Sirau. Sirau.
Sirau. What now? Is that Spanish?
It is Spanish.
Yeah. Sirau.
Right on the road. My grandparents came from Cuba, but I think the name is from Spain.
Shout out. Yeah.
So I finally get to go. We hail from Spain, you know, from Mr. D.
España.
All right,
That name just got you $500.
Yeah.
I know my wife's excited. She's
I know she is.
Down the road listening to y'all right now.
Well, Eric, what did you say?
What she's going to do with my money.
What did you say? A guy like you has a lot to say. What did you say when you heard your initial?
I don't know that I really said anything other than, huh?
I'm an ex. Eric.
I mean, I drink those Equis. I knew what Equis was. So I was like, huh?
Did you have faith in that ex and go on your Instagram or your Twitter or your Facebook and write free money for Kid Nation, Eric?
I did not. I got here to my job and then pulled in the service department and came. I've been pacing around out here on my cell phone.
Oh, Eric.
Well, my man. Well,
Eric, that's all right. $500. That's
so
great.
Good, man.
What's your wife going to buy?
Hopefully something nice for me.
Right. What do you work on? You said you work in the service department. What do you work on?
I'm in the business office at the GMC dealership here in Tyler.
All right.
Well, you have a great day, Eric. Enjoy that $500 and thanks for listening.
Shout out to East
Texas. Thank you for recognizing the X.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This same time tomorrow, Matthew Hussey is going to be joining us on the phone. He's the author of Get the Guy. We had to do a little break last week. He was really busy with a conference or something. But if you've been reading Get the Guy or if you've been hearing us talk about it and you haven't gotten the book yet, I want you to grab it, follow along. We're going to help women
find love. Get the guy.
Trap him.
There's nothing wrong with it's not trapping. It's letting a man think that he's trapping you, right? That's the key.
Yeah, if you can twist it like that and make him feel like that, then
we're the catch.
Good for you.
We're the catch.
Because we don't like to get got. In fact, I wrote a book called, it's called Don't Get Got.
You haven't
really
written anything.
Read that book?
Yeah, read it.
You've been got.
Yeah, I have been got.
It's practical advice. It's helping women understand how the male mind works, reading his signals, getting him to pursue you unbeknownst to him.
Okay.
Little manipulation. There's nothing wrong with a little manipulation. So Matthew Hussey this time tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Was one of the tips put in extensions and spray tan?
That's the thing, Jenna. I love wearing this weave so much.
It looks so good.
But here's the thing. There's about 100 barrettes in my hair holding this weave in.
Yeah.
Right.
So if a man goes to touch my silky locks.
Don't touch my hair.
I know. So I feel like I'm living a lie.
Yeah.
But if a man wants to love me for my weave, what am I to do? My daughter said, just grow your hair out, Mommy. But it's not that simple.
No, it's not
When you
that
grow
simple.
Your hair out, my hair gets stringy and thin. It's not as thick as you want it to be. Yeah. So
So that's weave it is.
Just admire
it's a lie. I'm living a lie.
Head on over to kidtv.com and check out Kelly's weave.
Check it out.
Unbelievable.
I'm serious, y'all.
It's fabulous.
If I had this hair.
Well, it looks natural, I would, you know. God,
it looks so good, Kelly.
I love it.
No, it's not a good look.
I love the smell of the hairspray in it. I love
everything. About it.
Yeah. You know what's not a good look?
What?
I felt like I was living the naked in front of people dream. And I probably could have been arrested for indecent exposure.
But?
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! We're streaking!
Yeah.
We're streaking!
So.
Are you streaking?
Woo!
Yesterday, Kinsey had a play date with the kids a couple days ago, actually. But she went out and left with the kids for a few hours. Mm-hmm. And so I was at home, and I started looking around, and I'm like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a good husband. I'm going to wash the dishes. I'm going to clean up all the messes I made. I'm going to take out the
trash.
Do something
around the house.
Yeah, I'm going to do something around the house so that when she comes home, she's like, I got a good man, you know?
All right.
Nice.
So I start cleaning up, and I finish everything. And the last thing I did was I took out the trash. I went out there, and I'm strutting to the back fence. I open the gate, look around. I throw the stuff away, and I start walking back to the house. Now, the thing is, when I'm at home, I like to chill in my underwear.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's how I like to chill. That's why I'm strutting.
What kind of underwear? Choice,
yeah. I wear boxer briefs.
Underwear check. What you got?
I got really bright ones today.
Oh, I got... I'm basic black.
We're not matching today, Al, but I like the boxer briefs, and I like to strut because there's something cool about just being able to walk around your house almost naked.
Do you pretend you're an underwear model?
So I'll look in the mirror here and there, you know? So I'm strutting back to my house.
He does.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Who doesn't? You take a peek in the mirror.
Wait, so you took the trash out of your underwear?
I take the trash out of my underwear. I go in my backyard and I play in my underwear with my kids. That's fine. We're all in our underwear.
You're weird.
We have a fence that covers everything.
Yeah, you're that weird neighbor.
It's cool. Yeah. It feels awesome. And so I get back to the back door and I twist the knob. And I apparently must have locked the door because I'm used to doing that.
Did you learn nothing from Kid Craddock? That's the one thing that man should have left you, that knowledge of
Kelly,
don't go out the house without checking
anything.
To make sure the door is locked.
So I turn the knob, and I get that my stomach drops feeling because I know Kinsey's going to be gone for a while. My wife's not coming home anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I have no phone. I have no keys. I have nothing.
You don't have a hide-a-key.
I have nothing.
But you got those abs.
I don't have a hide-a-key. All I got is my underwear. That's all I got.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think. I'm like, all right. What can you do? Let's break a window, right? That's the first thing I think
about. Go for the smallest one.
I got to break the window.
Cheapest to replace.
And I'll fix it before Kinsey gets home. That's not going to happen.
You're gonna fix it? Okay.
And then I remembered Kinsey left. And usually when Kinsey leaves, she doesn't lock the door when I'm home. You know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I got to make my way to the front door somehow.
In your underwear.
I'm in my underwear, Al.
Mm-hmm.
But this is doable because I am quick.
Yeah.
I can run up there. So I go to my side gate and I open that bad boy. And I have my body up against my house in the bushes.
Does anybody call the cops? Like, there's a strange man with underwear creeping around the neighborhood.
But I'm on the side of the house, so you can't really see because I have bushes back there, you know? So I can hide pretty well.
Yeah.
And so I'm back there, and I have my body up against the house, bushes on my butt, and I'm scooting.
Bushes on my butt.
And I get to the main bush right by the front of the house, and I'm looking out, and I'm watching for cars. And then I just feel like something's going on behind.
There's nothing behind you but the house.
So slowly I turn, and I notice that my neighbor's girlfriend is standing right there in the middle of the walkway. I guess she decided to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Just staring at me in my underwear.
Yeah.
I would freak out.
I would stare at that.
So I'm just looking back at her, and I'm like, I'm playing hide and seek with my son.
Even though your son's
out
of home.
Why would you lie?
I don't know. That's the first thing that came out of my mouth.
I'm locked out of my house.
I know that's what I could have said, but I didn't say because
this side
stupid.
Of the room is so much smarter than this.
I don't understand.
Why did I get grouped into that side?
You didn't say it out loud.
Of course. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I should have said, I'm locked out. Can I please borrow your phone? I am so sorry I'm on my underwear. I could have maybe gotten a towel from her. But no, I said I'm playing hide and seek, which sounds completely stupid because I'm in my underwear. And she just gives me an awkward smile. And continues to walk to her car.
And there went your only chance at help.
There
dude.
Goes my only chance. But it's okay because I'm pretty sure Kinsey left the front door unlocked. So I'm looking and I peek out and I hear a lawnmower, shout out. And I notice that my neighbor decided to mow his lawn at that time. I'm like, crap. And now I'm going to have to sit here. So I sit down in the side of my house up against this bush.
You're going to wait it out?
I'm waiting for as soon as I hear the lawnmower come off, I'm making a run for it. About 30 seconds later, I hear the lawnmower turn off. I'm like, yes.
Quick.
So I get up and I peek us off the side of my house and I notice that he's going inside. So at that time, I just take off running and I'm running and I get to the front door. It's only 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I open the screen door. I reach for the knob and it's locked again.
It's locked.
So now I'm there and I'm doing the pee-pee dance because I don't know what to do. I'm in the middle of my.
Yeah, and you're in the front.
I'm in the front of the house.
Why don't you just get in between that little space in between the front door and that screen door.
So I start running back to my backyard. As I'm running, there's a lady driving by with her kids in the car.
Oh, good.
And I'm running. I'm full on sprinting.
I'm playing hide and seek
in my front yard. I'm sprinting. I make eye contact with the kid in the back seat, which is weird.
Yeah. Why would you even? Why are you even looking at who's looking at you?
Because there's a car coming. I'm like, I'm running, and I just make eye contact. I even slow down, and it's like, you know, you want to do the nod, like, hey, everything's cool. Oh. In my head now, I need to hurry up because this lady's probably going to call the cops. Or she thinks maybe it's some affair that went wrong.
Could you, your underwear, are you wearing like briefs? Are you wearing tidy whiteies?
Oh, boxer briefs.
I'm wearing boxer briefs. I'm glad you asked that, Al.
That was the first question of our mouth.
I'm not just wearing like boxer briefs. I'm wearing those bright orange underwear that you and I both have.
Yeah, we have like underwear, yeah.
I look like a scarecrow wearing a pumpkin. I mean, they were the brightest underwear I have. Well, and so I stood out, I'm sure, to everybody.
You just look like it was like Halloween at the nudist camp.
So I get back to my backyard, and I decide I'm going to wait it out. And I go, and I sit on my son's slide, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching squirrels play, and I'm watching planes go by, the sunset.
Oh, my gosh. How long was she gone?
I started counting stars. Kenzie was gone for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I don't know. I didn't have a watch.
And you're just sitting there.
And I'm just sitting in the backyard.
Chilling.
How many times did you pee?
Oh, I peed twice. So finally, Kenzie gets home, and I pop up. I slide down the slide, and I run to the back door.
You're at the top of the slide.
Oh, yeah. I was at the top of the slide, just chilling. Like, it was my fort. And I was so excited. I was just sitting by the front back door, and I'm, like, knocking on it. And I see her come by the back door, and it's a window door. Mm-hmm. And she just stares at me and busts out laughing, pulls out her phone, and takes a picture.
Of course. Are you going to share that on Kid Nation?
I am not sharing that.
Kenzie, text it to me.
Because I have a picture of her that she doesn't want me to post, so I think she's using that as collateral.
Come on. We've all seen you less in your underwear.
I'll think about it. Let me look at it and make sure.
Text this, Kenzie.
Let me make sure it's a good one.
Let's take at least one of these.
And then I walk inside. I walk past Kaysen, and he goes, Papa pooed his undies. Papa pooed his undies.
You pooed?
I sat on the mud, and I guess it stuck to my underwear so bad.
Yeah, that's your story.
So now, what would I do to my underwear? What would I do to my underwear?
I don't know.
So now my son thinks I poop in my underwear. So he's starting to do that himself. So we want to know, how were you stuck outside nearly naked or completely naked?
All right.
Make us feel better. We'll start with Susan. Susan, what happened to you and your nakedness?
Well, this happened right after I got divorced from my husband, and he moved another girl in just not long after we divorced. Mm. And I kind of went over there and slipped out a little bit, and I thought, well, this is still my house, and it's still my pool, so I went skinny dipping.
Yeah,
you're right.
And I think the neighbors called the cops, and they sent not just one cop car, but five cop cars.
Because everybody wants to see the naked lady in the pool.
Naked white lady in the pool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So they came and arrested me, but...
Naked.
They arrested you?
Were you naked in handcuffs?
Well, yeah, they let me put my clothes back on, but...
Did they watch while you got dressed?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
There's no five cop cars. It was a slow night. Yeah, everybody's responding to that call.
Oh, my. Thank you so much, Susan. Oh, let's go with Eric. Eric, you caught outside naked or something?
Yes.
What happened?
This was in, like, middle school. I was outside playing football with my friends, and this is, like, during recess, so there's, like, tons of kids outside. I get tackled in a red ant. Pile.
Oh.
And the only thing I could think of as I saw and I start feeling these bumps and all this pain. Mm. The only thing I could think of was strip completely down.
Yeah. Don't blame
so
you.
I stripped down and I knew there was a pool like across the field. So I ran to the pool and jumped in.
There you go. Good.
And then
good
of course I do the walk of shame back to the gym house to get another pair of clothes. And it was just the worst feeling. I remember everyone calling me Red Ant Boy. And it was just the worst It was the worst feeling for like the first like 3 months, and I was new to that school too.
So yeah, you never live that down there, Eric. You're always going to be the red ant naked boy forever.
It's the worst.
Nobody's
man.
Ever going to forget
those
that
ants.
Right there. We'll go with Brooke here. Brooke, yours involved sleepwalking.
Yes, I have sleepwalking issues, and usually involves me like having nightmares about spiders.
Yeah,
it actually happens a lot. But this time, I had a dream there was a giant spider in my room. Spider was on my clothes. So I ripped off all my clothes, I sprinted to the front door, and I ran outside, and I was completely naked outside my apartment. Once I came to, I realized that I was outside naked, and I ran back inside. My fiance was like, are you okay?
Wow.
So I was just, yeah. But luckily, it was dark, and I don't think anyone saw me. I hope no one saw me. If they did, they didn't say anything. But,
wow. Sleepwalking's a scary thing.
Yeah, it is.
I do it sometimes. Kay?
Yes.
Yours involved the gun.
It did involve
what
a gun.
Happened?
And boots. It was the spring of the year. We were sleeping, my husband and me, with the windows open. It was so nice, and we had guineas at the time, and they were roosting in a tree.
Guineas. Okay.
Guinea pigs.
Guineas. And all of a sudden, we hit in the middle of the night. We hear this horrible racket, and we realized something was getting the guineas.
Mm-mm.
So I pulled on my boots, and I grabbed the .22, and I went running out the door. And I had the .22 rifle and my boots on, and it was an owl that had this guinea. And they couldn't get it about 10 foot off the ground because it has a grown guinea, and I'm chasing it. And I got about halfway down our road. And the owl dropped the guinea, and when it did, I looked down and thought, oh, crap, I don't have a stitch of clothes on but my boots.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.